This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Men's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. Thanks so much for being with us. Happy Mother's Day. Right off the bat, we'll say it a bunch of times throughout the show, to those two ladies that brought us in.
Yes.
To the world and yes. To the show every single day. We'll give lots of other Mother's Day shout-outs throughout the day as well. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good, Andy Bucker. Glad. Yes, happy Mother's Day and all that other stuff. It's like my boy Rusty Manziel says, she knows when the flowers were bought Sunday morning. So get out there, get your woman, get your mama, get your, you know, me, mama, just thank you. All right, you know, just send mama some bread. And you're good to go, man. But just take care of your ladies, man. Take care of your ladies, fellas. And but yeah, it is a happy hour Friday. Finally, we made it. Even though this week flew by.
Yeah, well, it did. It felt like it was flying by. And then, I don't know, obviously, for me, certainly, yesterday was weird. I was planning on coming.
Yeah.
I was doing my normal stuff. And then all of a sudden, you never want to get the phone number from daycare popping up on the cell phone.
Yes.
It's like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
What's this about? Answer it. Hey, Jack's eye looks weird. You need to come get him.
Right.
I was like, oh, all right, that's not great. So luckily, thank you guys to you guys for it's so easy to just be able to do that stuff. And Conti and everybody here is like so cool with it, which I really appreciate because it hasn't always been like that.
No.
You know, it's nice to have a culture and a boss that makes it easy like that. So go over and get he's fine. And, and thanks everybody for yesterday. This job is so funny because everybody knows, right? Like, if you're not here, everybody knows immediately. So, and I don't know, you guys must have mentioned something
I just
a little bit.
Some personal stuff. That was it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, personal stuff.
My mom's like, who's sick? My brother's like, who's sick?
Yeah.
Like, you get texts from all the different, it's like, everybody's fine.
Everybody's good.
Jack's got a swollen eye. They said it's just a sty. I don't know. It looked weird. It looked like he got punched.
Yeah. I mean, the picture you just showed me looked like Jack was rumbling at the daycare.
It does. looks like he got the brunt of a left hook. But I guess he's fine. I don't know. We took him to the nurse yesterday, and then he woke up with it worse today. Took him to urgent care, and everything's okay. Anyway, so everything's all good, and it is a happy hour Friday, and it's going to be a fun weekend. A lot coming up. We'll talk about some of the NBA stuff for sure. Braves with a series win over the Reds as well, which you'd love to see. A couple dramatic wins over the Reds as well, but we'll take it. Three out of four.
What's the record, Andy?
Almost there. We're almost there.
Because
one game under.
Yesterday we discussed that people are saying the Braves are scared. They're scared to be 500.
Oh,
the pressure.
I see. No, I don't think that's it. I think it's just a slow climb out of 0-7.
Yeah, man. But, hey, it was another great win. It was a fun-ass game, too.
It was a really entertaining game.
It's always fun when Michael Harris is going.
Mm-hmm.
It is, boy. And I'm talking about two triples yesterday, and that last one, I loved it. Do your damn dance, Mike. You know, that was so freaking – it was so great watching that young man just
dance
go out there.
Is outrageous.
The dance is outrageous, man. But it was much needed, and everything is just sitting there like, come on, man. Come on. One favorite gift is Boosie. Come on, dog. You know, come on, dog. But, I mean, obviously, you know, able to get it late, Drake Ball, when the young man continues to show why.
He's a nice player.
They kept him up and everything like that. And then we talked yesterday about it's good to have him, you know, spelling Sean Murphy so Sean don't have to have all that wear and tear because we know the injury risk could be there for him. But, yeah, just overall, you needed this one to just you know, stacking series. And now they're going up to a place where they're in all kind of disarray. Fired their manager yesterday. You know, we don't get to see Paul Skeens, which makes Abe very upset because he wants to see the guy. I don't feel like seeing him. But at the
same time, fine with me to not see him against the Braves.
Yeah, yeah, as I said, let him go the next day, man.
Yeah.
But yeah. Hopefully you come back to Atlanta or wherever you go. Where are they going after the Pittsburgh?
They'll come back.
Okay.
Yeah, they come back to take on the Nationals.
And we're above 500 before the Nationals get there. That's the ultimate goal because Pittsburgh stinks.
They do.
They got bad ownership.
Yep.
They got a star, two star players, and that's it.
Yeah, no, they got all kinds of bad stuff. You mentioned it. They fired their manager yesterday, right?
Yes.
They've lost seven games in a row. They have an usher who's beating fans up with a belt, right?
Dude, he whipped his ass like he was a child.
Yeah, he did. So this is all Pirates. Everything that's happened this year that's weird has been Pirates related. The usher that beat the hell out of the fan with the belt. The fan that fell out of the stands and broke his spine. That happened there. They found, you know, sometimes when they'll remodel a stadium or maybe like put up a new part of a stadium or something like that, like they'll sell commemorative bricks to fans and you get your name written on them, whatever. Mm-hmm. They found a bunch of the commemorative bricks, the Bucko bricks that they sold a couple years ago at a recycling yard outside of Pittsburgh.
Damn.
So fans spent all this money to get their name on these bricks and they just threw them away.
Damn.
They replaced the Roberto Clemente logo on the outfield wall with a liquor ad.
What?
Yeah. So they finally put it back up. They put it back up. But yeah, like to start the year, they took down the Roberto Clemente, like.
Of all people in that organization.
Yeah.
That guy?
Of all people.
Goodness.
They replaced it with, I don't know what it was, Colt 45 ad or something like that. The fans chant sell the team every chance they get. So that's the goal for the weekend is to get the Pirates fans chanting sell the team to their owner. And that's just so far. We're 40 games in, and all that stuff's happened to them this year.
Yeah, man. Going back to the game last night, because I just found it really funny because, you know, Bo always hooks us up when there's a giveaway or something. Obviously, when y'all were at the house, I brought him up to see Samson's shrine with all the bobbleheads that Bo has gotten from over the years. And then I thought about it. He brought another bobblehead today for Samson, and it's Raffy's.
Yeah.
And I had to think about it for a second. I was like, hold on. It was bobblehead night last night,
and then Iglesias
Wednesday. Wednesday, we were talking about not giving up a home run.
Yeah, that streak's over.
And then, on his night, on his bobblehead night, did anybody throw one of them on the field?
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody did.
Yeah, like somebody
as frustrated as everybody is with him right now.
He gives up the home run in the ninth inning.
In a 2-2 game.
In a 2-2 game.
Hangs another slider, which is maybe stop throwing it. I don't know. Like that's the pitch that they just absolutely own right now from Iglesias. I don't know. You know how sometimes the bobbleheads, remember the Ron Washington wasn't a bobblehead, it was the spinning arm?
Yes.
Maybe the Iglesias one is just his head turns quickly and watches the ball sail over the fence because in 16 innings this year, he's given up 6 home runs.
Yes.
Last year, I don't know how many innings he threw last year, a lot. He gave up 4 home runs. Mm-hmm. So,
and what month is it, Andy?
It's early, Randy. It's not even 40 games into the season, and the man's given up 6 home runs already. I realized upon looking at the box score here that Blewett actually got the decision last night because he was in there when they scored and won the game. I thought Iglesias was going to get another decision. That would have been his 5th decision of the year. You don't want your closer to have 5 decisions.
No.
Ever, really. Yeah. You don't want to have it come down to that.
Right.
But, he's struggling. There's no question about it. Like, he just isn't the same dude that he was last year.
A home run tracker on the closer.
Yeah.
Any time of the year.
Not good.
Yeah, you should not have a home run tracker for the damn closer. But they were able to get it. Bummer came in, held it down.
Hey, Bummer was good.
And
no, sorry, Blewett was good. Bummer didn't pitch last night.
I get both of them confused.
It's two terrible names for relievers.
They're just awful names for relievers.
Yeah, no, Scott Blewett was really good yesterday.
But, I mean, that's, you know, when
what number is this guy? What number is he?
Oh, he ain't got his
28, number. I think. 26?
Whenever he comes out, it's just going to be, you know, it really is hit or miss with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, right now. It really, really is.
I read some kind of deeper dive into some of his numbers and stuff.
Advanced stats.
Of the advanced stuff. Like, and I guess some of it is just sort of like he got really lucky last year with some of the fly ball stuff, and this year he's just not having the same luck. He's always been a fly ball pitcher, which to me is a little bit scary for a reliever. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the goal is for them to get the ball in the air versus guys that sort of keep it down in the zone, and the goal is to get the ball on the ground.
That threw me off when somebody told me that. Yeah. He's a fly ball pitcher.
Well, yeah, and they're flying just a little further than they used to. Yeah. And then I mentioned it just a minute ago, but the real number that jumped out to me was, I mean, his slider has always been his out pitch. He doesn't have an electric fastball. Right. It's a solid fastball. He doesn't have an electric fastball. His slider last year, I don't know how many times he threw it, a lot of times, and had a really good out rate with it. He gave up one home run all of last season on his slider. This year, four of the six home runs that he's given up have been on that pitch. And obviously yesterday, the one, 0-2, he just hangs it right in the middle of the plate and it gets parked.
How about this?
Maybe just throw fastballs. I don't know. Like, if that pitch isn't working, and I understand that's the one that you use as your out pitch.
They know that, too.
But now it's out of the ballpark pitch right now. So, like, I'm not going to sit here and tell the guy how to pitch. I mean, he's been a closer in baseball a long time. He's been 30-plus saves multiple years in a row. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of closers in baseball in the first month and a half of the season, like really great closers that are off to a bad start. I don't know what that is.
They don't pitch for us, Andy.
No, I know. I just said there's a lot of guys that are better than him that are off to bad starts, too. So, I don't know. I mean, none of that really makes me feel better. Yeah. It's just all part of the story. It's just all kind of true part of the story. I mean, the bottom line is, he's going to be the closer. Like, he just has to be better, and he has to find a way to stop giving up home runs, because luckily last night they clutched up and came back and tied it in the ninth and then won it in the 11th. But that hasn't happened every single time.
Right.
And you can't rely on, you go into the ninth with a tie game. You like to get your team to the extra innings in a tie game without having them needing to score in the bottom of the ninth inning. Luckily they were able to do that last night, but yeah, I mean, luck hadn't been in his favor a lot of times this year.
Yeah, man. It's not warm yet. It's not warm yet.
Pretty warm.
Yeah, I know.
I sat on the porch and watched the game last night.
It's kind of warm out and everything. But, yeah, I mean, it's just going to be a hold-your-breath moment until he gets more consistent. You know what I mean? Like, he was doing – we were having fun with the no-home run thing, but it was the truth.
It had been four games.
I mean, but he had had some really good outings in those not giving up home runs. Mm-hmm. And so it's just always that thing with me. It's just base runners. It's just – like, damn.
Right. Even when he's getting out of
it's the guys inning, that are getting on.
For the most part, he's still putting guys on base.
Yeah, so, that's the thing I'm talking about. Just like, and I know that nobody's perfect. You can't have one, two, three innings.
Not every time.
Not every damn time. I get it. But, like, can we get it, like, to maybe 70% of the time?
Yeah. Like, just a little bit less terrifying.
That's my only thing. But, hey, they got to what we always talk about. We don't apologize for winning, Ron.
No. We
don't apologize for winning.
We'll ask some questions, though. Like, why is Eddie Rosario pinch running? Is he fast?
I don't. Andy Bunker. Andy.
Because they pinch hit him in the ninth the night before, I don't understand.
When I saw Eddie coming in as a pinch runner, I thought to myself, Eddie got speed.
Huh. Like, I know Sean Murphy's not the fastest guy in the world.
But he's fast. But Eddie's
faster
than him.
Not that much faster than him.
But
Eddie was running like his feet hurt.
But
luckily, Ozzy dribbled the thing to the left side. Otherwise, Eddie would have got thrown out.
But you think about this, all right, with Eddie, is like, they know him better than we do.
Or Mike, sorry, Mike got that. Yeah. They know better than
we do about it. You know what I mean? And maybe he has this base running savvy that we don't know about.
Maybe.
I don't know. But when I saw him out there, I was like, what the hell's going on?
I'll be honest. Every time I see Eddie right now, I'm like, I don't know if this is the right time. I don't know when the right time is.
When is the right time?
2021.
Yeah.
NLCS 2021 was the right time for Eddie.
And that's what the thing we talked about yesterday is, like, you know, Brian Gotten were basically kind of knowing he might strike out, so they had to bring that back
up. I know.
Oh, he'll always be loved here.
Yep. Even when he strikes out in 15 seconds from right now, we'll always have 2021.
We'll always have that.
And it is true, you know.
He was awesome.
Credit is in the bank, but I don't know, man. I don't know what Eddie's bringing to the table right now. Don't need him pinch hitting. Don't need him playing outfield. Don't need him pinch running.
Nobody out there.
I mean, I guess he scored the run.
He did.
It looked like he got hurt sliding, but whatever. We'll take it. We'll take the win. We'll take the series on to Pittsburgh. They're a disaster. Bryce Elder on the mound tonight. We'll be right back. Tell you what's trending here. Also, what Brian Snitker is talking about in what's trending coming up next.
I mean, he doesn't try and get out of his skin to do things.
Well, you don't. Yeah, you don't want to skin yourself. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup Podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Here we go again. Through the left side! Ozzie's coming home! And the Braves win it in 11!
I told you.
Rookie Baldwin delivers a little Truist magic tonight for the Atlanta Braves.
You know, I've been very impressed with his clock and how he's kind of lets the game come to him. I mean, he doesn't try and get out of his skin to do things, and that's kind of been something that I've been really impressed with him.
Yeah, you love to see the young guy come through in that situation. One thing about Drake Baldwin that I like, you see young players using the opposite field, especially with a little bit of power, because a couple of his home runs have come to the opposite field as well.
Right.
It really makes you feel like he's got a good approach up there. And look, anytime you can get a win like that, no matter who it is at the plate, you'll take it. But fun to see the young guy getting clutch moments like that.
We need to see him more.
Well,
can we put him in outfield?
Here's the thing about Sean Murphy is hit all those home runs. Really nothing else. Now, I know he got that double last night to get the thing going, but his numbers, like, overall.
Trade bait. No,
outside of those great home runs.
No.
Well, this kind of gets back to my.
I'm talking about Murphy.
Murphy.
Oh.
Back
I'm talking about him. Oh,
my,
okay.
My bold preseason prediction.
The trade Sean Murphy people are out.
Drake Baldwin's going to make Sean Murphy expendable stuff. I mean, I don't think we're there yet by any means, but Drake Baldwin has really played better than anybody could have possibly expected.
And he's gotten better behind the plate. You remember at the beginning of the year, everybody was running on him the whole time.
Because he made a great throw in extra innings.
Exactly.
Last
so, I mean, yeah, he's getting there and everything like that. But, I mean, that's what made my heart jump. Because you know how I felt about Contreras leaving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I felt really, really pissed off about that. Not this guy, you know. But, he's been really good. And he's one of those things where you just want to see the progression of a young player in the bigs that, you know, that – who knows what would have happened if Sean doesn't get hurt.
Right.
You know, in the preseason.
He probably wouldn't be up.
And you know what I mean? And he had to be up here because they needed him and Chadwick and all those different things. But, yeah, he's been really, really good. Clutch play last night. And, you know, especially after the gut punch of the ninth inning when you're battling and everything like that, fight your way to tie the game up, and then all of a sudden you close against up a two-run homer, you bottom of the ninth, you continuously. He had an opportunity in the ninth, too. And so, talking about Drake, he had an opportunity in the ninth. Didn't happen for him, but he came through in the clutch. Love seeing Michael Harris play last night.
Yep.
We talk about the dance and everything, but I mean, just the ability just to be aggressive on the base. And Eddie Rosario, he did score the run. Did he or did he not?
Yep.
Okay.
Fantastic slide, too, by the way.
Right into the bat.
Veteran.
Somebody's got to move that bat for him.
Veteran baseball player slide.
Somebody's got to move that bat, though. The bat was like on home plate and he slid into it.
Yes.
You know, that's somebody's job.
Whose job was it? Because there was nobody there.
Bat boy, I don't know. Somebody.
Whoever's in the on deck.
Somebody's got to go get that bat.
That boy can't touch him.
I'm about to say, like, who was on deck?
I don't know.
Whoever's on deck has to run out there and get the bat? That's
their responsibility.
Oh, okay.
Just get it off the plate.
Okay.
Because it did look like he slid right into it. That's why he got up a little hobbled. But he did score the run, so we will give him that. Much better than the night before where they pinch hit him and everybody knew what was going
to
happen.
But did you see the board? No. Not according to the little stat that he had under that.
How 8 years ago he used to be a good pinch hitter or something?
He had success against that pitcher.
I see.
They had the little box and it said his batting percentage and everything against that specific pitcher.
I love Eddie Rosario.
How can you not?
And I am willing to bend over backwards.
I will always.
To defend Eddie Rosario.
I will always go back.
But to, I don't know that he's got it anymore.
I will always go back to when he was signed and you and our main man were talking about, Eddie Rosario.
That's a nice signing.
Because remember, he was hurt and everything when he came. Oh, yeah, that's a sneaky sign. I'm like, I have no clue, never heard of no Eddie Rosario. He came through when he got healthy and all the different things. Eddie's going to be up again tonight.
Eventually. Eventually. That honestly, like the Eddie pinch hit the other night and then the pinch run last night, whatever, those are less egregious than the Orlando Arcia pinch hit, try to bunt last night. Like, that guy is so.
They told him to do that, right?
Yeah. That was definitely a go up there and try to get the runner over. But, like, he pops it up. It was like, thanks for coming, Orlando. Thanks for coming to the park tonight, Orlando. We haven't asked you to play in a week and a half. The first time you get in there, all you got to do is get the runner over.
That's it.
All you got to do is get the bunt down. You know what I mean? Like, maybe they make a great play like Olsen did and throw the guy out at third base.
What a play.
But just, like, get the bunt down and make him make a play. Guy pops out on the first base.
What a play.
I don't know, man. You got to have a backup infielder, so he's around for that reason. But
he's rusty.
Oh, he's real rusty.
Yeah, he ain't getting a lot of burn now, man. He ain't getting a lot of run now, man.
He's really rusty right now. The Braves are 4-0 in extra inning games this year.
Can we just go to all those?
Since they switched over to the Manfred runner, like officially a couple years ago, they're 24-8.
Still don't like it.
I hate it. It's terrible. But the Braves are good at it, so at least it makes it a little bit easier. And 13-6 in their last 19 games. So. Much better baseball.
Yes.
Much better baseball. Anything else to say about that? Just what a play that was by Olsen.
Oh, that was a hell of a play.
Just like.
Yeah, that was a big-time money play by him. No, not really.
And the double play that Schwellenbach turned earlier in the game, too. That dude can feel this position.
We needed him to have a better start.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah. I think we talked about that yesterday as far as just him getting just some of his swag back and everything like that. Like you said, hell of a play by him turning that double play. But, yeah, they're going up to Pittsburgh this weekend. Pittsburgh is in – they fired their manager yesterday. I'm sorry, parted ways with their manager yesterday. Call it what you want to call it.
He's not their manager anymore.
Yeah. Bryce Elder's going tonight. AJ Smith-Shawver's coming. Going Saturday, and Chris Sale will be on the mound Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, they've lost 7 in a row. They're awful.
I mean, don't be the get right.
A truly awful baseball team. Go up there.
Don't be up there hanging out in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, because you know those Pittsburgh streets can be.
Yeah, man. You tell me.
Too many pierogies.
Too many what?
You're going to feel heavy at the ballpark.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here's Xavier Watts. He is one of the rookies from the Falcons draft class. He was on with Dukes and Bell yesterday talking about playing and learning with Jesse Bates.
Yeah, I didn't know where I was going to go. I mean, obviously it was a lot of different, news and noise of kind of where the range I was supposed to go. But obviously, when the Falcons called me, I was really excited. I mean, I get to learn from one of the best safeties in the NFL. So, I mean, I'm just really excited to be on the team in general and then learn from a good safety. So.
He's a damn good player, man.
Yeah.
He's a damn
Xavier Watts is a good player.
Damn good player, coached by a really good coach, really good program. And I know they were talking to him about the whole Marcus Freeman and things like that. But, he's a really good player. And, it's rookie minicamp. I saw a tweet from Joe, so obviously Ra is up there addressing the media before and everything. And it's all about learning right now. It's about learning and ingratiating yourself with your teammates and everything. Because I'm pretty sure it's only rookies. I saw they got 41, maybe 41 people up there at the camp. Drafted rookies, undrafted, unsigned free agents, and then tryout guys are up there for this weekend. Then the big boys come in, and then that's when you try to fit yourself in there. But this thing right here is about standing out. But more than anything, just learning, because the one thing, especially for – he's fine, but for the other guys, the tryout guys, the unsigned guys, this is your opportunity to go up there and like, hey.
Even Jack Nelson, seventh rounders.
Hey, let's see – oh, this guy – okay, let's see if we can just keep him a roster spot and see if you can get to the summer.
Xavier Watts going to wear number 31.
Yes.
I know they announced some of the numbers the rookies are wearing over the last couple of days. Billy Bowman going to wear 33, it looks like. James Pierce is going to wear number 27.
Yes.
We were kind of talking about if he would switch to kind of a more traditional pass rusher number.
Nothing is traditional anymore.
There's nothing traditional anymore. That's Richie Grant's old number.
Yeah, so we know Richie's not.
So Richie's gone.
Well, Richie's in L.A., ain't he?
Yeah. And then Jalen Walker's going to wear number 11.
Yeah, man, love it.
And I know there was some reaction to that, but he's not the first guy to wear 11.
Can you hit me on that one? Because I had no clue, and you said that the white side guy.
Yeah, Logan Woodside was wearing number 11, and Emory Jones wore number 11, too. Right. So it's weird, though.
It is.
Like,
it's really weird not seeing
Julio Jones' number.
Yeah.
At least it was.
Like, he was back before, before the single digits. Was everything like that. So who wore 11? Fitzy wore 11. They started originating. No. Yeah, because Keyshawn had 19, but Lance Allworth wore 19.
How did they get away with that? Because that was before everything.
I don't remember, but it was something. It was some kind of stipulation.
Did they like make him the backup punter or something like that?
It was something weird why he got to wear 19. But yeah, because I know Lance Allworth was 19. It was another single. It was another crazy number that somebody had. But no, I mean,
now everybody wears them.
I love it. Yeah, that 11 look good on him. Mm-hmm. That 11 gonna look good on, especially when he's laying on top of quarterbacks.
I like the tweet we got yesterday, too. It's like, one of the best hitters and tacklers in Falcons history wore 11.
Yeah.
Julio whenever Matt would throw an interception.
Yeah, Julio would go to get him.
Julio destroyed some guys.
Remember that guy? Oh, yeah.
Oh, there was multiple.
Yeah, man. Because I'm telling you.
He's a big-ass dude.
There's nothing like the aggression of chasing somebody.
You're so mad.
Yeah, you're mad
as hell. He would time it up, too. He's like, oh, Matt threw this one way over my head. All right, the guy's looking up. All right.
And I'm going to wait for him.
Clean him out.
Yeah, because they don't know no better. They're just running.
Right. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to some NBA playoff conversation. Almost like the worst possible thing that could have happened for the Warriors-Timberwolves series last night. Luckily, Ant-Man's okay. The game was still garbage, though. We'll talk about the rest of the playoffs next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday Show with Andy. I was just trying to figure out what the tie-in was. Is there one? No, just a good song. Okay. Because Bo usually has like a clever thought process behind a bumper.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they're just cool bumpers. Hey, Twin Peaks in Buckhead is the place this afternoon. Dukes and Bell are going to be there with a special broadcast breaking down the weekend's playoff action, both NBA and NHL and Braves and Falcons rookie minicamp. You name it. They're going to be talking about it at Twin Peaks this afternoon. You can be a part of it. They'll be hanging out from 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 92.9.
You said Mike Bell drives a little red Corvette. So
there it is.
There it is. There it is.
He'll be driving the red Corvette up there to Twin Peaks and Buckhead.
To Twin Peaks. Andy, we both have Project Wise. And so
you mean like that song?
Oh, God. You know what I'm talking about.
They always a project.
I always want to do these projects.
Oh, that type.
And I know like most husbands or significant others, when they're telling you about this project, you're half-ass listening, especially when the game's on.
Well, I just always listen to the parts where I'm like, all right, how much of this am I going to have to do?
That's what I'm saying. Like, especially like in the 10th inning of a damn baseball game, when you're sitting there like, and she's like, I was like, okay, all right, baby, you know what? Just send me the picture, not even thinking. Send me a picture. I will get up at like 6. I'm already up. I'll go to Home Depot when they're open, blah, blah, blah. I've completely forgot all about this. And so then we got them damn Alexas everywhere. And then when it comes on and it just give me a you go, ding, ding, from the beautiful wife. I'm like, what the hell? Oh, I was like, first of all, I was like, oh, yeah. And then she's like, baby, it's 6:30, Home Depot. Like, are you if it's something for you, how do you not forget? Now, if it's something for me, if I want to do something, oh, I forgot you told me that. But let her 6:30 in the morning. My ass is out there.
Now, for your, people that may not know, you've probably been up for 2 hours.
It don't matter.
At that point.
It don't matter.
For some people, that would have been a wake up call.
It don't matter,
okay.
Dog.
Right,
it don't matter.
Because
she don't have to work on Friday. So she sleeps in to like damn near 9 o'clock.
Oh, so she could have gone.
So she set the alarm to wake up.
So
she could tell me to go get the stuff from Home Depot.
Did you go?
I did.
I love going to Home Depot early.
I hate
you're there with all
Home
the
Depot.
Contractors. You're like, those are like my people.
Oh, those
you know?
People?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. I don't know. My dad was a contractor.
That's true. That's true.
As I get in there, I'm like, these people, like, what are they doing? What are they working on?
Yeah.
Today? Where are they going?
But then, the garden section is so quiet in the morning. And then you got to go in the store because it's not the little thing is not open. So I'm going through this damn store trying to find all the material for her so she can have her project. Because I didn't ask for this. And so your wife sneaks pillows in, right? My wife sneaks in. You remember, on our fence back there, them little grass vine squares that are on the...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Guys' backyard looks incredible.
Oh, thank you. Like, that's all her.
She's done a wonderful job back there.
Had them stashed. Found her stash of them. Because she was like, well, why don't we get these for the thing? I was like, no. She's like, they're 20, whatever, per thing. I was like, I ain't paying for that, even though I kind of pay for them anyway. And so I go in the garage. She got damn thing stashed behind a counter. It's like 12 of them.
Well, how come? Just in case you need a new one?
I don't know.
Huh.
Like, I guess she's going to make the whole backyard with the triangle squares.
Oh, I see.
But my thing.
People, those are like the things that, like, if you go to a fancy brunch place,
yes.
They'll have like a wall built out of it with like a pink neon light that says something like, believe or something like that.
Live free or something.
Exactly. Or like namaste. And then people will take a selfie in front of it.
Found her damn stash of these things. So I'm like, excuse me, miss. What's all that for? Well, what I was going to take them back. Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're going to call me Home Depot Randy because they know me now. All right, I said, I'll be back in a second. Oh, you didn't get the right one. That's what the picture said. Well, I needed the exercise. So I go back to the lady. She looks at me. She's like, back again, huh? Like, how do you know? It's the same lady. She's so nice. The woman who works over there off of the one off Lawrenceville Highway. The nicest lady. But every time I come in, she says the same thing about it. She sent you up here again, huh?
Oh, wow. She remembers you like that?
Yes. Because I don't know about that for myself. She's like, she sent you back up here again, huh?
You probably also have the I just got sent here look.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And who doesn't have that?
Because there's a different look. Like when I walk in Home Depot for my own stuff, I'm strutting in there. I'm excited.
Right.
I'm like, I'm going to get what I came here for. And who knows? Maybe something else.
Right.
You never know. Like Home Depot has it all.
Yeah.
You might get something else just for fun for you.
Yeah.
But when you walk in there for those purposes, there's a different.
Because I'm returning it back. She's walking behind me because you know how you get the husband mad walk because you got to go back. And this time she comes with me. It's like, so I get the right one. Can we go get coffee? No. I got to go home, take a shower, get ready for work. Well, you don't work till 11 o'clock. Like, I understand that, sweetheart. But you know the biggest process of me going to work? I got to drive there.
Right.
So, I'm like, if I'm going here, let's do this. Right. We're coming to get this. Not that. You said this right here. Now you said, lights. So I'm like, hold on. No.
They have a nice light section.
Can we get coffee? I don't go to Dunkin' Donut. I got a pot full of Folgers at the house. I don't need no coffee.
Yeah, they don't sell coffee.
Why is the line so long at Dunkin' Donuts in the morning?
Because it's cheaper than Starbucks.
Are you serious? We were like 13 cars deep. And again.
And because people won't get out of their car and go in.
And again, lucky for me, she has the app on her phone and everything. They know her at damn. They know her. She's like, tell them it's an online order for Donna. I said, online order for Donna. And the lady kind of paused. And she was like, oh, it's me. It's my husband.
You don't sound like Donna.
She goes to Dunkin' Donuts so much that them people know my wife.
Now, does she get like a special Dunkin' Donuts like type of drink?
I don't know.
Or is it just regular coffee?
It was a big old iced coffee.
Because the coffee that they sell at Dunkin', no offense to them or any places like that, but like if you're getting a black coffee, you might as well go to Quick Trip.
Thank you.
It's the same coffee.
Thank you.
Like, Dunkin' Donuts black coffee tastes just like a racetrack black coffee.
Thank you.
Or a Starbucks black coffee
Folgers.
Or whatever. It's all or Folgers.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
Yeah, don't leave my Folgers out.
It all tastes the same.
Don't leave my Folgers out.
Yeah, I don't know. But maybe she's getting, like, some sort of macchiato or something like that. You know?
Dude, people should not know you at home at Dunkin' Donuts. Right? They should not know my wife's name at Dunkin' Donuts. The usual. Like, y'all go there that much.
God, I've never had a usual anywhere. I've always wanted to have that, like at a bar. Like walk in, sit down, and they already know.
Yeah.
Someday. Maybe in retirement, you know?
But that's not a good sign.
That's alcoholic behavior.
Not a good sign.
I don't know. Something to strive for.
Not a good sign.
Eyes here.
Not a good sign.
Pour it up.
Not a good sign.
So the one NBA game that was on last night was as bad as you probably expected it to be. Now, it wasn't as bad as it looked like it was going to be when Anthony Edwards had to leave the game and couldn't put pressure on his left ankle when he left. Now, he came back, played in the second half of the game.
Did.
So that's good. Like, disaster averted. Because if there's no Anthony Edwards, no Steph Curry in that series, I mean, I probably would have still watched it because it's the playoffs, but I wouldn't have enjoyed it.
It would have been on
as
True
much.
TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't they put the Pacers game on True TV?
Yeah, like I think some of them are available on True and TNT, I don't know if that's an alternate broadcast or something like that. But.
Yeah, man. But I mean, it was the Wolves, they needed it. Obviously, you thought Jimmy can get you one. He's got to get one
he
of
still
these.
Can.
He still can and everything like that. Draymond, I mean, just. You know what? And I saw the comments afterwards, and then I put more context to it. A fan got thrown out for saying some raggedy stuff to Dre, and that could have his effect and all that. But I'm talking about that happened, the flagrant or tech happened way before that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. He's the most flailing ass intentionally hitting folks in the face.
Yep.
That was intentional what you did.
Absolutely.
People get the ball knocked out of their hand all the time. Why is it that your feet hit people in the nuts and your arms hit people in the face?
Yeah, nobody looks like they're drowning. after the ball gets deflected, other than Draymond
Green.
Yes,
the only person.
Like, he looks like he's, like, you know, he's having a convulsion every time the ball gets knocked
loose. You
keep
sitting here hitting people in their damn face.
Yeah, there's also a track record of you're doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
And even if, like, the one time you didn't, there's no benefit of the doubt. Like,
no.
Obviously everybody thinks you're doing it. But yeah, I mean, that's absolutely what happened in that situation. Steve Kerr said later he was keeping him out in the second half so he wouldn't get another one.
Because when he's like that.
Yeah, you got to protect him from
himself.
Yeah,
when he's like, exactly.
Which is crazy.
Steph has to come over there and all these things. And yet you continuously are apologizing in these damn team only meetings. Yeah. I got to be better. I understand. It's when you in that funk and you in that competitive battle against another man, yes, dude, you were on edge. But eventually you got to learn, okay, I'm costing my team. Eventually, you got to learn that our best player isn't here. I know I'm not the best player, but I'm one of the most important players on this team. I can't keep putting myself and this team in this damn situation.
Yeah, no, that's right. Now, last night it didn't make any difference because they were down 13-0 and that game was over before it started. I will give the Warriors a little bit of credit for kind of how they treated it. Nobody played. Like, Jimmy played 35 minutes. They sat him, tried to get him as fresh as possible for when they need that Jimmy game. They saved the Jimmy game for home court, so you can try to get that, you know, that Jimmy Hero game in Golden State. And then they just started playing everybody.
Yeah,
they're like, all right, let's try to mix and match a little bit.
Jonathan Kuminga got played
26 minutes.
Play good.
And he's going to play more now.
Yeah, play
because
good.
He's going to have to. Same thing with Trayce Jackson-Davis. Like, they both earned rotational minutes.
You think with Kuminga
going forward?
You think so?
Without Steph?
Oh, without Steph. Okay.
Yeah, because they got to come up with something. Like last night was throw crap at the wall, see what works, and then go into game three and
players
four.
In the first.
Nobody's
half.
Ever done that before.
Yes.
They've no team in NBA history has ever used 14 players in the first half of a playoff game, and it's not like there's no secret. The reason they were doing that was because they were trying to figure out some combinations that might work against Timberwolves, so they can sneak one
right.
So then Steph can come back for game 6 and 7, and they need to win those two to try to advance.
Yes.
Like, it's crazy where they're at right now. Like, that's the strategy that they have to employ to try to sneak one of these things so then they can win two more when Steph comes back. Yep. Like, that's asking a lot from a basketball team.
Yeah, but I think that because you have Jimmy Butler, it's not. If it was just – if Jimmy Butler wasn't there and they were trying to do that, but you got him. Now, he didn't have his best night last night.
They probably wouldn't even be here in this round without Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, that's what – like, they got a guy who has carried teams and all these different things. Now, this – and it's debatable which – team is better with him on it, meaning the Miami team that he drug or this team right here without Steph.
Mm.
You know, which team
without Steph. Right.
So, I mean, yeah, they got to get – he's got to get them one of these games in San Francisco because of the fact it's because of the long layoff of that, you know, that that next Friday because of that, you know, that WNBA game playing there, they get an extra 2 days of rest. And that gives Steph even more time to get back. But they got to get one. They got to get one of these games without Steph. Because when Steph comes back then, and the thing about it is, you know, not ever having a hamstring injury like he doesn't, like he's never had.
Right.
And the constant movement that he has, how ready will he be when this comes? Because we talk about hamstring, they say a week, take another. But this is a different situation. Damn playoff basketball. So it'll be interesting to see how long Steph's out.
Yeah, it will. I mean, it's also going to be interesting to see when they decide it's the empty the clip game. They've got to win it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it's, all right, Jimmy's playing 45 tonight, Draymond's playing 42. We found something, whether it's with the Kuminga rotation or, I don't know, maybe it's Moses Moody, although he didn't play particularly well last night. Like, obviously, it's not going to be Quentin Post. He started the game, played 3 minutes, and didn't come back in. So when they decide, all right, this is the mix, we found it, we're going for it, carry us, Jimmy, they have to win it.
They got
to
win it.
Because if they don't win that game, everybody's gassed, and they lost the game at home.
So is that this
and
game?
Either game 3 or 4.
Okay.
I don't know. I think it depends on how it starts.
Because Steph's not playing in
game 3. No, game's not playing. Steph's not playing either one of these games.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. You got to figure out, okay, you're at home, or do you just dictate it on how the first quarter goes?
I think that's
you know what
you do.
I mean?
Like, I think like you probably start next game with – Kuminga in the starting lineup, right? You probably go Draymond, Butler, Kuminga, Buddy Hield, Podziemski. Jackson Davis comes off the bench. Gary Payton comes off the bench. And then you just kind of see what happens from there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's a weird situation in terms of the rotation. But, like, you know, if it looks good and you're winning by 11 at halftime or something like that, you ride it.
Yeah.
And hope Ant-Man doesn't get hot and bring him back into the game.
That's another thing. Like, you better – I mean, how injured is he? I know he came back in the game, but how will this injury affect him going forward?
Well, it's the second time this playoffs already that he's had – I think it was the same ankle too, right?
Yeah.
It kind of got rolled up on randomly.
Yeah. But he was really good. I think the big – you know, we talk about being challenged and everything. He had 9 assists yesterday, also get his teammates involved. But as we talk about Jimmy, as far as him doing what he does – Ant's got to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ant's got to find his one of that. Well, he has a killer instinct, but I'm talking about that. Let me go ahead and put this pressure on y'all and get us the hell up out of here.
Right.
Just like he did against Denver last year.
Because if we know this, he knows that.
Right.
It's like, all right, this is their, you know, this is the pedal to the floor game. They're trying to get this one without Steph. I'm not going to let them. They can't beat us without Steph.
Yeah.
And that's got to be their mentality.
Yes.
We win all three games because then he tries to come back for game 5, right? If they're down 3-1, who knows what he's even going to look like. I mean, it's not hard to imagine the Timberwolves winning this series in 5 now.
No, it's not.
You know, like, which sucks because I think it would have been 7 probably if Steph was healthy. And it still might be. You never know. But it's just you hate when series get altered by star players getting hurt. The Cavs are in deep trouble, man.
Yeah, man. They are.
They got a game tonight at 7:30 in Indiana.
Yeah, where they play their
ass
off.
That's a must win.
Now, what's the name? All three guys were at practice yesterday. Mm-hmm. They were seated at practice and shoot around, whatever you want to call it. They all got to play. They got to. I mean, I don't know how severe the toe injury for Garland is, but I'm pretty sure a lot of it is, you know, the pain tolerance of it. Man, you better put a steel insole in it and go on about your business, man. Because if they go, and then I saw that Donovan Mitchell was a little banged up also. So, yep. I mean,
no team's ever come back down 3-0.
Nope.
Nobody would have ever thought the Cavs would get swept.
They lost that game. I think the Celtics won
3-1.
Celtics won 3 in a row, but then
teams have forced game 7 down 3-0, but they've never come back down 3-0. Yep. So the Pacers win tonight. That's
a wrap.
History says that's it.
It's a wrap.
Whew. Did not see that one coming.
And now Andrews.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's a big part of it, for sure. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle. Thanks for being with us on a Happy Hour Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.